A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. We have the opportunity to go through life and to bring smiles and joy and happiness into the lives of many, many people if we wish. But do we wish? Do we desire to do that? Or are we just interested in getting smiles for ourselves? It seems as though when we get a smile for ourselves, first we're giving it out, then it comes back. But every time I smile, I just feel good all over. I feel good upside, downside, inside, outside. I feel good everywhere. And no matter what I'm smiling about, I feel very good. It doesn't matter whether that smile is a smile that I've forced or a smile that came natural. The most natural smile, of course, is the most delightful and the most wonderful and the most fulfilling. But every smile is a smile that has a purpose to it. Now, some people get a quizzical smile on their face. And when they have this quizzical smile on their face, you look at them and you think, I wonder what they're wondering about. But anyhow, it's a happy thing. I wonder what they're thinking of. But anyhow, it's a happy thing they're thinking about. You see, this is what happens with all of us. We cannot hide. We cannot disguise who and what we are. If we are joyful people, if we are smiling people, if we are loving people, if we are people who are filled with peace and happiness and harmony, we can never hide that. And of course, who would want to hide that? Think about it. Think about how often you have smiled recently. And what have you smiled about? Have you smiled about the joyous things that go on in life? Or have you smiled about the things that make you happy? What sort of things have you smiled about? And when you stop and think about the sort of things that you smiled about, then you get a pretty good idea of the type of person you are. As I walk around my meditation path here at the mountain, I go up and down and straight and up and down and over, and it's not just a 3-mile straight walk, it's an up and down walk, but it's wonderful. And I smile as I look at the bushes. I smile as I look at the path. I smile as a stone is knocked out of place because some animal has crossed the path sideways and bumped the stone. You'd think that they wouldn't bump stones, you know, because their feet just know right exactly what to do. And I think to myself, I wonder what the animal was thinking about. He must have been thinking about being in a hurry, perhaps, running away from a predator. Or perhaps he was just lazy and careless, as we are sometimes, not paying attention to what he was doing. And if that was the case, then he kicked this stone out of the way and probably thought to himself, ouch, and then went on his way and didn't give another thought. Now, as I sit on the meditation bench, I see where my feet have touched the floor, the ground underneath the meditation bench, and sort of rubbed it bare of grass, and I think to myself, when did I do that? How many hundred of times have I sat in this meditation bench overlooking the great valleys here and think to myself, oh, how interesting. Yes, I smile to myself as I look out across these valleys too, because when I get up early in the morning and it's dark yet, I look across the valley and I can count all the lights. You see, when you count all the lights, then you have an idea of how many neighbors you have up here. And I counted, 50 to 55 lights at least. Some might have been duplicates where they had a front light and a back light or something like that. And I smiled at that and I thought, that's interesting. And then in the evening when I go up and take a meditation walk and I sit on my meditation bench and I look out across the vastness of the valley and the twilight has already settled, and people have their house lights on. And some people have 5, 6, 10 lights across the front of their house as it faces me. And I think, well, what about the other side of the house? How many lights have they got across that too? And they got their house in a big circus of lights. And I smiled to myself, are they putting that up for the joy of the lights? Or are they frightened of people who might be lurking around in the dark? Well, if you're ever frightened of people lurking around in the dark, do not move up into the mountains. Because in the mountains, there are always people lurking around in the dark. And they're not lurking to be unkind. That's just the way it is. I go for walks in the middle of the night, and I'm not looking for somebody to rob, for goodness sakes. I'm just up walking around, enjoying myself, and thinking how wonderful it is. And the idea of what other people are doing or what other people have is of little account to me. In fact, we have such a lovely place here. We have such a beautiful open place. It reminds me of when I was a child and you didn't have to lock places. You didn't have to secure places. All you did was wrap them in your pure white light of love and they were securely taken care of. And I smile every time I think of that. I think, are those bygone days or are those days that are still with us? Are those days that have long passed or are those days that we are still enjoying and experiencing? Well, I can tell you one thing, my loves. I'm experiencing it. I'm experiencing it every single moment of my life. Every moment of my life, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love. I am surrounded by my pure white light of love. I surround everything with my pure white light of love. And why pure? Well, it's just a word that fits in there. White light of love? Why white? That's just a word that fits in there. I surround everything with my love? Hey, that's cool too. You know? Sometimes we get so complex and so imaginative that we have so many phrases and words that all our adjectives and our adverbs outplay the true noun. I surround with my love all of my world. I surround with my pure love all of my world. I surround with my pure white light all of my world. Well, what makes the pure white light better than love, or the pure better than white, or better than love, or why do we need all those extra words in there? Well, that's the music of language. You know that. We love the music of language. We love the flow of words. We look at a book and we say, my goodness sakes, that's 800 to 1,000 words, 1,000 pages. That's just a big old book. And then we get into the book and we find that the author is just very, very creative, very descriptive. He tells the stories, or she tells the stories of every minute little thing that goes on, and you feel like you're right there. Well, that's good. That's good. But I remember as a child, we used to listen to radio shows, and radio shows gave us the opportunity to use our imagination to think of the things that are going on. And I smile now as I think of that, because I think, gee, what fun the world is missing not having that opportunity to live in that type of a feeling. Yes, time goes on, life goes on, but a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. So give your smile to the world today and watch how everything straightens out just beautifully. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.